Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Inner Consciousness. I am your host, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. And this week we have with us a health nut, if you will. It is our health coach and master gardener, Sandy Woods. Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine. How you doing, Harvey?
I am doing great. And thank you for joining me in the Inner Consciousness today. So, Sandy, we're going to be talking about how eating healthy is good for spiritual growth. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely.
You know, a lot of people, when they start working on spirituality, they don't necessarily change their eating habits. Now, you know, granted, in some religions, you know, at one time you couldn't eat meat on Fridays, and there's a period of fasting on a certain period of the year. But outside of that, there's no actual restrictions, or there's no conversation usually around how they should eat. What do you think about that?
I think that is definitely necessary to have a conversation about food and about diet, because your food affects how you act, how you are, and how you, you know, it definitely affects your spirit, it affects your mood, it affects everything. So it's really important.
So let's talk about that, because you and I understand that, and you more than me, but a lot of people don't understand, how does food affect, you know, my mood or how I act, other than, you know, getting the itis. You know, and for those of you who don't know what the itis is, it's, you know, when you have some heavy foods and then all you want to do is slump down and fall asleep. You don't feel like doing anything. But other than that, tell us, how does food affect your mood?
So let's talk about itis. The reason people get the itis is because the food aren't given energy. The food is so heavy and it's wearing down on your digestive system so much that all of your other systems have to shut down, and then has to send all the energy to your digestive system so that it could start to try to process the food. So you get really sleepy, really tired, because all of the energy from your brain, from everything else, goes directly to your digestive.
Now that's serious, because, you know, a lot of us think the itis is a good thing. We want to eat and eat and, you know, almost eat until we eat ourselves into a coma. That's when you know you're having a good day, when you can just kick back and eat. But what you're saying is that's not good for you.
That's when you know that the food that you had didn't have as much nutrition as you really thought. Food should give you energy. Food should wake you up. Food should make you want to run. It should make you want to go to sleep.
Wow. Okay.
You give your car some good gas and it wants to take off.
So what you're saying is we can liken food to gas and our bodies to a car. So when we eat so much that we're sluggish, slow, and we don't want to do anything, we done put some seriously bad gas in our car.
That's right.
And oftentimes that bad gas gives us gas in the physical body.
That's the truth.
Okay. All right. So how should we eat? You talked about food, you know, giving us energy. How should we eat? What should we eat? How do we get that energy from our food?
So first of all, a lot of the foods nowadays are genetically modified. So first and foremost, you need to learn about foods, the difference between organic and non-organic. Genetically modified foods, you have hybrid foods, non-hybrid foods.
Well, break that down for us. You know, make it so that the average person can understand what you're saying.
Okay, organic food, that means the food was grown in soil that was treated organically without any pesticides, without any chemical fertilizers. to stimulate the growth for at least 3 years. That means it was organically grown in that type of soil.
Mm.
Some organic organizations say that the seed has to be organic as well. However, a lot of seeds aren't organic, or it may be hybridized. You may get an organic watermelon that has no seeds. That means you have a hybrid, a genetically modified watermelon that's grown organically. So what you want is a watermelon that has seeds that can reproduce life. If you have a watermelon that can't reproduce, that means you're eating something that's going to have an adverse effect on your reproductive system.
So hold on 1 minute there, because over this past summer, which, you know, technically has just ended, but just this past summer, I have actually heard commercials where they advertise seedless watermelon. And so what you're saying is seedless watermelon isn't good for you.
Not at all. No foods that's supposed to have seeds and they no longer have the seeds, they're not good for you. If you eat an orange and it doesn't have seeds, if you eat an apple and it doesn't have seeds, it has been genetically altered. It has something inside of it that kills the reproductive system of the fruit that will end up causing all sorts of like allergies and dis-ease in your body if it's killing the seed of the fruit, it's killing the seed of your body. It causes sterility. It causes problems with childbearing issues. Also.
Really? So if I'm understanding you correctly, what you're saying is a woman who spends years eating the food that's out there nowadays, particularly non-organic foods or foods that should have seeds in them but don't have seeds in them, it can create problems for her to actually bear children or maybe bear healthy children.
Right. Oh,
both.
My gosh. And, I mean, with the whole big soy game that they pushed for the last 20 years, soy is good. It's a good good for protein, you know, to eat protein as a protein replacement. The soy has caused, even 10 years ago, there were studies showing in Canada. Canada gave their WIC program, they gave the women soy milk for their babies, the formula.
Uh-huh.
And they found out that it wasn't good, that it caused all sorts of diseases, and it actually caused sterility in a lot of children that were like vegan and vegetarian from birth, that ate soy, primarily all soy milk and soy products. A lot of the kids are sterile right now. A lot of the children can't have children.
Wow. So, and again, soy is one of those things that, you know, when you first start getting into trying to eat healthy, that you hear about. Get away from whole milk. Soy milk is supposed to be better. You know, soy products. I know when I was a vegetarian, I gave up meat, so I didn't eat any meat, not even fish or chicken. And a lot of what I ate was those so-called soy burgers and, you know, the vegetarian stuff that looked like it's supposed to be real food, but mainly made of soy. And so that wasn't good.
No, not at all. And, I mean, we didn't know. I didn't know. I ate soy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had soy steaks, burgers, barbecue, soy, curry, all kinds of soy. I made tofu scrambler. I made it taste like eggs. I made it taste like anything you could imagine. I made it. We didn't know. We bought the big marketing plan just like they did with milk. The same thing they did with a whole lot of lamb, pork.
Okay. So what should we look for when we go to the supermarket, when we're buying food? And a little bit later on, I want to talk about what happened when you go out. You know, if you're out on the town, how do you find a nice, healthy place to eat? But let's come back to that. What should we be looking for? Because apparently a lot of what we learn about what's supposed to be healthy really isn't healthy at all. And we get this from a lot of the so-called health gurus, those who are writing books, those who are writing articles on the internet, and, you know, things that we hear from even some health coaches are telling us this is the way to eat, and apparently that's not the truth.
Right, that's true. I mean, I learned myself by just experimentation on myself. So over the years, I've been vegetarian. I went to vegan, to raw vegan, and now after being raw vegan, I've totally changed. I eat no hybrid vegetables at all, no hybrid foods at all. So, I mean, ultimately, that is the optimum thing to do, is try to eliminate all hybrid foods from your diet.
Hmm.
I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Dr. Stevie.
No, I can't say I have.
Okay, he's a healer out of Honduras, La Salle, Honduras, in Central America, but he won a Supreme Court ruling for curing cancer, AIDS, HIV, syphilis, blindness, a whole string of diseases. He was actually jailed for practicing medicine without a license and won before the Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
So, and his recommendations are no hybrid foods, because hybrid foods cause inflammation. I mean, I just through my own experience of, you know, opening up a raw food restaurant, eating all raw, and then seeing inflammation, having inflammation, experiencing inflammation in my leg, and wondering, okay, now what's this? And going back to, and remembering the studies that I've studied with Dr. Sabian, and I said, let me go back to this. And, you know, when through my experience, I dropped it, the inflammation went away.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm like the only person in this area, in the Baltimore area, that will be carrying like all the some of Dr. Sabian's products that help with the central nervous system. He has several different things, but we can talk about that another time. But the main thing is to eat non-hybrid foods. Here at my restaurant, I've even changed a lot of my menu items. I've taken all of the hybrids off of my menu, so I have no carrots, no beets, no longer do broccoli, no longer do cabbage.
Wow. Now, those are considered foods, you know, those are foods that we grow up hearing is good for you.
Right.
Okay, and so you've taken broccoli and cabbage off the menu.
Broccoli, cabbage, carrots, beets, celery.
Okay, and why? What's going on with those vegetables that you're not carrying them?
These are vegetables that have been hybridized over the years. So I have kale. Kale is still on the list. There's a bunch. I have tomatoes, but only two tomatoes. I have the cherry tomato, the plum, also known as the Roma tomato.
Okay.
So you still have a whole lot to choose from.
Okay. Now let me ask about those vegetables, the ones that have become hybrid. Isn't it possible that you could still get organic carrots and broccoli and cabbage?
Of course. You can get organic, and remember, organic just means the way it was grown. And
right.
Without the chemicals, without the pesticides, it has nothing to do with the DNA structure of the seed itself.
Okay. So even if they're grown organic, they could still be hybrids. They could not be nature's carrots.
Right. There is no nature's carrots. Carrots was a cross between a parsnip and a radish.
Okay. So what you're saying is this isn't even a real vegetable. It's something that man created.
Right. It's a cross between a wild yam and a
Very interesting. Very interesting. So where's your restaurant located at?
I'm located at 3602 West Rogers, Baltimore, Maryland. My zip is 21215. And it's called Sandy's Raw Food Juice Bar. I'm also on Instagram as well as Facebook.
Okay. Now, Sandy, let's get back to the spiritual aspect of it. So when we're doing a lot of spiritual work, eating the right foods can definitely help our vibrations, because we take on the vibrations of the food. And so what we just learned is that, you know, in my case, some of my favorite vegetables aren't real. They're hybrids. You know, and so it obviously does not come with the vibration that a natural vegetable or fruit, raw, fruits or vegetables would have. What would be some high vibration fruits and vegetables to add into one's diet?
So the recommended foods would be amaranth greens. It's the same as callaloo. It's a variety of spinach, but it is one that has never been hybridized. It will grow wild. I actually have a field of callaloo not far from here that I'm going to be picking tomorrow morning. The avocado, the red peppers, chayote, which is some people call chocho. Mm-hmm. It's the Mexican squash.
Okay.
We have cucumbers, dandelion greens. Well, those are the cucumbers with the seeds. So you don't want the seedless, burpless cucumbers. You want to have the regular cucumbers with seeds. Dandelion greens, garbanzo beans, which is also called chickpeas.
Mm-hmm.
Green bananas as well.
Green bananas.
Yeah, so did you know that the bananas is a hybrid as well?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
so I have one every morning on the way to work.
Yeah, the bananas, the regular bananas that you find in the markets are hybrid. They have no seeds. They cannot reproduce. So when you eat, they have another banana that I do eat. It's mm-hmm. called the burro banana. It's a short banana, kind of like a short plantain.
Okay.
Those are the ones, and the other ones that are called figs. Some people look at them and say, oh, they baby bananas, but they're called figs. Those
okay.
have them as well. So these are clean, non-hybrid bananas. I have a whole list. You have cactus, the cactus leaf, the cactus flower, the cactus pear, the kale, lettuce, everything except iceberg. Mushrooms, all mushrooms except shiitake. You have the okra, olives, onions, poke salad. You ever had poke salad?
Mm-mm, can't say that I have.
Okay, this is a wild green. It grows, people grow it actually for the mass market, but not as much. You can find it at like small farm stores and stuff like that. But
okay.
The poke salad, I have a grower that came today offering me poke salad. He said, I can have as much as you want, as much as you need. So, and then your sea vegetables, your seaweeds, your wakame, your dulse, arame, hijiki, nori, all of those, they give you a lot of iron. Iodine is what a lot of people need if you have any problems with your thyroid. If you eat more iodine, it'll put your thyroids right in check.
Okay. And so I'm glad you went there because a lot of people, particularly in the Western world, and leading the pack is America, the United States of America. We are big on health issues. We're also big on obesity. And obviously everyone knows now that there's a connection between the two. But we are also big on pharmaceuticals. You know, nowhere else in the world do people get hooked on drugs. And I'm not talking illegal drugs, but I'm talking about the kind of drugs that your doctor prescribed like they do here in the United States of America. You go to the doctor for almost anything, and they want to prescribe you for some prescription for some kind of drug. Is it true that by eating better foods, and as we just learned, you know, a lot of what we're still being told is healthy food is not healthy food?
So, no, not at all.
So is it true that by eating better foods, we could actually put the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies, out of business?
Oh, of course, of course. And the crazy part, a lot of the doctors, they don't know. All they know is what they've been taught.
Right.
And most of them only take one semester of nutrition class. I mean, I've been studying nutrition for almost 30 years, you know, and they take one semester. That's it. What else? Let's see.
What about herbs?
I have more vegetables. Let me tell you
something. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Which pumpkin falls in the squash? You have pumpkins. You have all sorts of squash. You have the tomatillo, and I already mentioned the tomato, the cherry, and the plum, which mm-hmm. is also mm-hmm. called the roma as well. Turnip greens, zucchini, watercress, and purslane. That pesky weed that most people try to pull and throw out of their their breast, their bone. I love it. It's a delicacy.
Really?
Yes. People, it's like $5 a bunch.
Huh.
And most people throw it away. And I tell all the farmers, bring it to me, bring it to me. Yeah. And we had the fruits. That was most of the vegetables. Let me tell you about the fruits.
Tell me about the fruits.
So the fruits will be no can and no seedless fruits for sure.
Okay.
And okay, it will be apples, bananas. It will be the burro or the little baby bananas. Those are the original bananas.
Okay.
All berries and elderberries. No cranberries. Cranberries is a man-made berry.
Well, that's fine because I only do cranberries at holiday time.
Yeah, cranberries. Is the hybrid for sure. Cantaloupe, cherries, paramoya, which is called sugar apples.
Uh-huh.
Carrots, dates, figs, seeded grapes, which is really hard to find. I'm sourcing some right now. So grapes with seeds.
Okay.
Lime, not lemons. Lemons are a hybrid.
Really?
Yes.
I would have thought limes would be the hybrid.
No, limes are the real thing. It's the real deal.
Okay.
Key limes, if you can get key limes, they are, like, the best. Mango, melons, all melons that have seeds. And then in oranges, you know, you have so many different varieties of oranges, but non-hybrid oranges are the Seville or sour. They're sour. They aren't even sweet. Like, people want sweet orange juice. The real oranges are a little sour.
Okay.
Papayas, peaches, pears, plums, prickly pear, that's the fruit off of the cactus. Prunes, seeded raisins, soft jelly coconuts, soursops, which is one of my favorites, and tamarind.
Okay.
So these are all indigenous foods, foods that will grow in the wild, foods that grow in the tropical, you know, mostly. A lot of them are tropical type of fruits, but those are the indigenous fruits that you don't have to keep planting over and over and over.
What about grapefruits?
Grapefruit does not fall on this list.
Really?
At all. Grapefruits is acidic. Any foods that are acidic are man-made. Your body needs to be in an alkaline environment. It needs to be as alkaline as possible. So when your blood and your whole body is alkaline, disease cannot exist at all in an alkaline environment. Cancer cannot grow. It cannot thrive in an alkaline environment.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Because you're a health coach and a nutritionist, a master gardener, someone comes to you with illnesses, you can actually help them with a dietary plan to help deal with whatever illness or disease they're dealing with, right?
Of course. I have clients that lose 10 to 12 pounds a week. They get their blood pressure in check in a few days. It don't take weeks. It don't take months. In a few days, they come off of their diabetes medication within a week. This food thing is serious. It's really, really serious. All they have to do is change what they put in that little teeny space in their face. And I swear, their whole life can change.
Okay. And so what about herbs?
Herbs.
And seeds.
Okay, seeds. Let's go to seeds.
Let's go to seeds then. Okay. You lead, I'll follow. Go ahead.
Seeds that I recommend are hemp seeds, raw sesame seeds, walnuts, and Brazil nuts.
Just those?
Yes. I also do pumpkin seeds.
Okay. What about sunflower seeds?
And sunflower seeds as well.
Okay. Okay. I ask that because of the new diet I'm on. They're about 40% of my diet.
Okay.
Pumpkin seeds and sunflower seed mix. I eat them almost every day, and, you know, then a lot of the things that's on there, a lot of the fruits, well, not a lot of the fruits, because watermelon you said was good, oranges you said was good, apples you said was good, but the bananas I eat aren't good, and I do one of those like every day. You know? So I guess I'm good at the seeds, and I might have to, you know, work something out, particularly my vegetables. You just eliminated all of my vegetables.
Oh, wow. So the thing is, I think about the bananas, even the hybridized bananas that were hybrid when I was a little kid didn't give you the sugar rush that you get with the bananas now. You can eat a banana and become dizzy in a few minutes. It's just
Okay.
It's totally different. The food is different.
Well, it's all about money now, so it's not about nutrition. And if you think about it, if the food that people are eating isn't as nutritious, then you're helping out the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
Because sooner or later, the body's just not going to do what it's supposed to do because it's not getting what it needs to get, and it starts to break down. And it happens to enough people, we think it's normal.
Right.
You know, so we just equate it with, well, you know, I got sugar, I got diabetes, I got high blood pressure, I got this, I got that. You know, and the first thing the doctors do is, do you have a family history of it? So they want to blame it on history as if, you know, if your mama and mama had it and your mama's mama's had it, then you're supposed to have it.
Really, Harvey, what that is, it's not really a family history or hereditary. What you're inheriting is the habits of how you prepare your food, the food that you eat. It's not really you.
Right, because that's what you grew up with.
Right.
And if this is what you grew up knowing, you know, a lot of people don't change. So, you know, if this is how my mama fed me and that's how her mama fed her, then this is how I eat. This is what I know.
If I had inherited my parents' health conditions, I would have cancer, I would have high blood pressure, I would have diabetes, I would have heart disease right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, not at all. And another thing I'm going to talk about is the whole thing with the grains, eating the starches. You want to eliminate the starches from your diet.
Hold that thought. Before you get into that, I want to go to a commercial. So when we come back, you can talk about that. And you've been steadily pushing off herbs. So I guess we're going to get to that sooner or later. But right after these messages.
All right.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Daletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the Word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
All right, and we're back, and today we are talking with Dr. Gardner, health coach, entrepreneur, Miss Sandy Woods.
Hey, and raw food chef.
That too. And Sandy, you were about to talk to us about, not herbs. What were you about to talk to us about? What are we getting into?
I was going to talk to you about natural grains. A lot of people now are getting wheat allergies and all sorts of allergies because they're allergic, not just to gluten, the wheat is a hybrid. It's a hybrid that was created by science, and it's acid-based. It'll cause acid in the body. So it's not the same wheat that your great-grandmothers had that, you know, when they were making bread. Totally different. It's a hybrid. So the grains that are alkaline, there's a few grains that are alkaline that we can eat that won't cause acid in the body. And those grains are amaranth, fonio, which is a grain from Mali and the Ghana area of Africa, West Africa. Kamut, which is also a wheat, but it's an ancient wheat. It was never hybridized, so it can grow wild. You have one that's called quinoa, another one called rye. We've all heard rye, right?
Right? Yeah.
And then you have one that's called spelt.
Okay.
Teff is one where they make the injera from Ethiopia. It's the bread that they use. It's gluten-free, and it's also alkaline in nature. And the last one is wild rice. So there's a lot of choices. You don't have to eat macaroni. You don't have to eat white rice. You don't have to eat potatoes. I just named off 8 different types of grains that you can eat instead of eating wheat. And they're all alkaline. They won't cause acid in the body, which acid in the body will cause inflammation. That's where you get arthritis. You get all the diseases are caused from inflammation, which is caused by acid buildup in the body.
Okay. So, again, by changing your diet, you can add to your lifespan.
Not just
the quality of your life.
Of course. And it'll make you clear. It'll, you know, your meditations will be clearer. Your thought processes will be clearer. Everything that you do will be a lot clearer because it won't be clouded up with all of this mucus that is created from having an acidic body.
Okay. All right. And so are we ready to talk about herbs?
Sure, we can talk about herbs.
We can talk about herbs. All right. And we're not talking about the kind that you smoke, right?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
So I have several different things at the juice bar. If you come to the juice bar, I have sea moss. I have sea moss shakes. I have strawberry sea moss drinks. I have mango sea moss. I have, I'm just naming some of my drinks.
Okay.
I have the ginger beer, which is made with lime and agave, and it's the best ginger beer ever. I have juices. Green juices, green lemonade. I have super green. I have cantaloupe. I have honeydew juice. I have all of these alkaline-rich drinks. I have a bunch of foods, kale chips. What else? You've had my kale chips, Harvey.
I've had your kale chips. They were pretty good.
All right. Thanks.
They literally melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
By that, I mean you don't even have to chew them. You put them in your mouth, and they'll dissolve in your mouth. They are good.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the herbs that I have are, I'll be like the only person in this whole area that a distributor for Dr. Sadie's products. So these are like your products. I have a brain and central nervous system tonic that's used for, it's made especially for kids with ADHD and ADD.
Okay.
It's effective for the whole nervous system, good for pain, irritability, sleepiness. I have a green food product, which is it's a multi-mineral formula with a lot of herbs from Africa, really chlorophyll rich, promotes really good health and nourishment. It addresses the heart, brain, and central nervous system as well as the blood.
Okay.
Okay, there's another one called Eva Salve, tones the skin, high in calcium, fluorine, potassium, phosphate, and it's good for maintaining proper elasticity in the skin.
Mm.
This is an amazing product. Also, eye wash. You have some people that have issues with their eyes. As you're changing your diet, and your diet is getting a lot cleaner, and you're getting rid of the hybrids and you're getting rid of the acidic foods, this eye wash will remove the mucus from your eyes. So it's the eye wash, you mix it, and you just clean your eyes with this. And I have a friend that she's actually blind from having overdose in the hospital because they gave her steroids, and she went blind from it. She used this eye wash to help clear her eyes up, and she can see now.
Okay.
I have herbs for the female endocrine reproductive system that brings about balance. I have one for the men, as well as BioPhero, one that cleanses the blood, nourishes, and purifies. It has 14 different tropical plants and is high in iron. So the thing with iron, I've been noticing a lot of people coming into the store saying that their iron is low, they're anemic. That's mm-hmm. because they're eating a lot of hybrids, and they're eating a lot of alkaline foods. If you don't have the right type of iron in your body, it depletes your body of all the other minerals. So iron.
Let me ask you this about iron. Mm-hmm. Well, what I have found in my years is that women tend to be lower in iron than men. Why is that?
I mean, that's because women have their moon cycle and they lose a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm. And then it's so, just not replaced.
Right, and they have to eat the proper foods that are iron rich. So those vegetables that I was naming,
uh-huh.
those vegetables have natural iron in them. Those are vegetables that will attract all of the other minerals. You have 102 essential minerals that your body needs.
So would you suggest that women, at least when they're coming off their menses, eat these vitamins, these vegetables, to get their iron levels back to normal?
Eat the vegetables as well as this iron that I have. Like,
mm-hmm.
When I was vegan
mm-hmm.
and I was doing some soy product a while back, I was anemic. When I went off of the soy and I started eating a lot of raw vegetables, the anemia went completely away.
Okay.
Because I was eating some of the foods that were naturally iron rich.
Right.
And it's a totally different iron than the iron that you would get an iron pill. That iron.
Yeah. Well, most of the pills that you get are filled with fillers. You get very little of what you actually need, what they're saying it's going to do. And most of it is 2, 3, 4 different kinds of fillers in there.
Mm-hmm. That's just that it's a chemical iron. It's not a natural iron. So the body needs the iron that it could recognize as food.
All right.
So I have Iron Plus tooth powder, another one called Viento that brings oxygen-rich iron to the brain. But once you change the iron in your body and get enough iron, your whole health will change. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. So at my store, I show videos all day long. So I educate the public. I have different movies. I'm healing cancer. I have Urban Kryptonite. I have a bunch of different videos that people can come in and learn, as well as talk to me on whether they, you know, sign up for coaching or not. I'm still here to help support them in their journey.
Okay. And where did you say your store was again?
It's in the Park Heights, Pimlico, northwest part of Baltimore. It's at 3602 West Rogers Avenue. And it's called Sandy's Raw Food Juice Bar.
There's one more thing that I want to know from you about food.
Okay.
Is there, because I've always heard that the body has its own cycle. And so, you know, what I had learned during, you know, my earlier years when I was looking into health things, when I was a vegetarian, is that it's best to eat your heaviest meal around midday. Light meal for breakfast So for those people who like to have bacon and eggs, which isn't good for you anyway, but that's heavy and your body don't digest it properly. And then for most people who have dinner around 5, 6, 7 o'clock, or if you go out, and like I said, I want to talk about what to do when you go out, you think of dinner, we traditionally, at least in the Western world, think of dinner as the heaviest meal of the day. But I was taught that your lunch should be the biggest meal of the day. You should have small meals in between the day, and your dinner should be just enough not to feel full, but to fill you up.
Well, Harvey, you was taught correctly. That's the truth. Your body can have, energetically, your body will break down the food better during those hours between 11 and 3 o'clock. So your heavier meal should be during that time. Your lighter meal, lighter in the evening. So, especially with breakfast is just what it says, break fast.
Right.
You're breaking the fast of not eating all night long. That doesn't mean eat a big old smorgasbord plate of food.
You mean that's not what breakfast is about? Because, you know, you go to IHOP on any given Sunday or Saturday, and there's a bunch of people in there, and they got their plates filled with some pancakes, some bacon, some eggs, ham on the side. You know, you got some apples, some fried apples over there, and, you know, that isn't that what breakfast is?
No, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
No energy there.
You're right, because after that you just want to go back home and go to sleep.
Right.
You want to sleep that off.
Yeah, what I had for breakfast today was mango. I had mango and seaweed, well, some Irish moss with mango and some bladderwrack. There's two different seaweeds and mango blended up. And then I had a shot of dandelion. Juice with lime. Then later for lunch, I had my biggest meal. I had sprouted wild rice with mushrooms, dehydrated mushrooms, so it had a nice chewy texture, tahini with peppers and onions, and then I had a nut meat sausage. That's what I had for lunch.
Okay. Let's see. What I had for breakfast and lunch, I would have thought was healthy until you bust my bubble today. You know, I had some orange juice and I had my banana. Usually I do some pomegranate juice, but I didn't do pomegranate this morning. But I had orange juice and my banana. Then for lunch, I had a Caesar salad. And you already told me I'm eating the wrong kind of lettuce. And, you know, then it's got the salad dressing on it. I know that ain't good. So, you know, you just bust my bubble. You took the steam out of my ship because you told me that, you know, my somewhat healthy, or at least what I thought was a healthy lunch, wasn't healthy at all.
So that's why you need to come hang out with me.
So, Sandy, before I move on to the question that everybody wants to know is, if you're eating healthy, how do you do it when you're out? What would be in your... a plan from you, what would be a healthy way to eat on an average day?
Hi. The healthiest way to eat on an average day is to take your own food. Carry a cooler, carry some containers, and take your food with you when you go out so you don't have to eat out. I mean, if you have to eat out, you have to find somewhere that has clean food. Like my place, and there's a few other places that I might eat at, an Ethiopian restaurant. I eat at a Turkish spot where you can get falafel and you can get hummus and you can get tomatoes, real tomatoes and cucumbers. Other than that, most of the time when I'm out, I'll get a salad and I'll choose and let's. Well, I want this on it, I want that, and do you have this, and do you have that? Most of the time I find myself in situations where I'm like, I have to get to my store. Even if I'm closed on a Sunday, I'm like, I got to go. I have to hurry up. I got to get to my store. I have to get food because there's no choices. There's nowhere. That's why I opened, because there were no choices, no healthy choices that sold real food.
Okay. Now, that actually wasn't my question. That was why I was putting off the last. But since you answered that, you know, really, if you're out, ladies and gentlemen, you need to find Sandy's shop because there's no healthy alternative. So if you're going to go out and you're going to eat, make it a day when you're cheating. Don't do it on a regular because on a regular, it's not good for you.
I mean, you can choose some things like guacamole. But guacamole and some cucumber strips, those are some things you can choose. Cucumbers, guacamole, red peppers. So just keeping at that list and choose from those things.
Okay. So that opens it up for you. There's a few more places you can go if you're eating those things, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But now back to what my question actually was. On an average day, a regular day, what would you say is a good way for people to eat? We already know that instead of having that big breakfast that we love, that bowl of cereal, the pancakes, the waffles, you know, all of that together with the bacon and the eggs that smell so good and then putting the syrup on it. And after we ate like all this food, we want to crawl on the floor and fall asleep in front of the TV. That's not good for you. So what would be a good way?
You can still eat pancakes. You can make spelt pancakes. Out of one of the grain, you can use another grain. You can use, that's what I like. I like spelt pancakes. You can use any of the grains that I told you. All those grains, you can make flour out of those, and you can make pancakes. And you can take the berries and mix with agave or coconut nectar and make a syrup on top.
Okay.
You can slice your burro bananas, you can have your walnuts.
Can you still have the bacon and the ham?
Yeah, you can make something like an omelet with garbanzo bean flour, that's chickpea flour, and you can fill it with onions and peppers and mushrooms, which is really good. Tomatoes.
So you can still have that big breakfast?
You can still have a big breakfast. Yeah. You can make pizza. Like, I have pizza here,
mm-hmm.
So I do make pizza. I have sausages, I have spaghetti and meatballs. You can make your own spaghetti and meatballs at home with zucchini. You can get pasta that's made from quinoa and kamut. There's pastas out here that you can get that's made out of these grains. They're non-acidic. On a regular day, if you have to, you can make yourself up a bunch of Roma tomatoes. Most tomato sauce is made from Roma tomatoes anyway.
Okay.
So that with a pasta. I make my meatballs out of nuts. I make nut meatballs. So there's a whole lot of different things that you can do.
Okay. And so what about lunch?
Lunch, it could be the same thing. You can have a salad, mushrooms, portobello mushrooms. Oh, my gosh. You can take them. You can grill them. You can marinate them. You can eat them raw. You can dehydrate them. You can take the portobello, just cut it in half, put it in the oven with a little bit of oil on it and seasoning, and then you can slice yourself some tomatoes on top of that with some onion. You can make, or you can take two of them. That's a whole thing. I know it sounds kind of crazy. Oh, you can slice all of that and put it on top of some pasta,
mm-hmm.
But this could be. It don't have to be zucchini pasta. It don't have to be that far out. But just some quinoa pasta or some kamut pasta or just on top of some wild rice, a bunch of mixed veggies. Like I do a bowl here with the wild rice and a bunch of different types of mixed veggies. I call it a veggie stir fry. It's raw, but it doesn't have to be raw. You can saute that in a pan and just put it over top of your rice.
Okay. All right. And so, Sandy, with that, let's talk dinner, and then tell my listeners how they can get in touch with you. So let's talk about dinner. What are we going to do for dinner? We didn't have breakfast and lunch. What are we going to do for dinner?
Well, we can do some of the same things for dinner, or you can do a soup. Soups are good. We can do burgers. You can make burgers out of, oh, my gosh. You can make burgers out of make wild rice with onions, mushroom burgers.
Mm-hmm.
I make a portobello hemp burger that's amazing. You can have that. and it's a grain called fonio. You can have that. You can make a mushroom sauce over that with a nice tomato and cucumber salad with some red onion. Oh, boy. all sorts of stuff. Let's see, what else? Boiled pumpkin. You can do... let's see, what else can we make? Pardon?
Huh?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were
out. No, you were telling me what you could do.
Hemp seed, you can do burgers. You can do most of the things that you can do for lunch, you can do for dinner. So you can also do a soup. Beans, you can do a soup with the rice. You can do, you know, all sorts of stuff.
All sorts of stuff.
Smoothies.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm at the store and people are hitting at the door, so I'm like,
I got you.
Open the door.
All right. And so, Sandy, how can my listeners get in touch with you? How can they find you and, you know, find out more about what you're doing and how you can help them and all the people who are out there dealing with some kind of ailment, how you can help them overcome whatever's ailing them?
Okay, so you can message me on Facebook at Sandy, Sandra Woods, or at Sandy's Raw Food Juice Bar on Facebook. My email is sandywoodsbootcamp@gmail.com, or my phone number is 410-294-4555. That's 410-294-4555. I take texts. You can call me direct. The good hours to call is before 11 in the morning and after 6 in the evening. But you can text anytime. Leave a message, inbox me, whatever's more convenient.
Okay. Well, all right. Sandy, it has been a pleasure having you here. I want to thank you for, you know, being on the show and sharing all your wisdom and knowledge with us.
All right. You know. Thank you so much, Harvey.
And so that is my show for this week. And as a reminder, I'm here every fourth Thursday of the month. In 2 weeks, you'll definitely want to tune in to One Love, One Connection, One Us for Reverend Arlene and myself, as we're going to have some very interesting conversation. But in the interim, tune in right here tomorrow for Love, Sex, and Nutrition with Janine. With who else do we have on that show? Zakia and Vonnie. Yes, those three ladies really go in on love, sex, and nutrition. So if you enjoyed the day, imagine what happens when you add love and sex to nutritional talk. On Saturday, nothing. On Sunday, Updraft is actually on hiatus right now, but is expected to return. So Monday, you can tune in for Totally Whole. On Thursday of next week, first Thursday of the month, it is Total Empowerment. So we'll see you then. And as always, remember, what you become is up to you. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but if it's the game of life you want to win, you must make time to go within. Have a good evening.